Rudy is a 72-year-old retired electrician. He and his wife live alone in a small house. Over the past couple of years, Rudy has become more isolated. He no longer sees his friends, goes to the movies, or watches TV. In fact, he met many of the diagnostic criteria of depression. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In the exam room, as I turned to reach for my stethoscope on the nearby counter, I kept talking to Rudy. I realized, though, he couldn't hear me when I wasn't facing him. I turned back and asked Rudy if he'd noticed any trouble with his hearing. Reluctantly, he said he had, but had ignored the problem because it made him feel old, and he didn't want to wear a hearing aid. I tried to suggest that he might seem older without a hearing aid. People might think he was ignoring them or not paying attention. It was Helen Keller, who was blind and deaf, who once said that blindness separates people from things. Deafness separates people from people. For people over the age of 60, 40% have a hearing loss that affects the quality of their life. Hearing loss has a more profound effect on the quality of life than diabetes, heart disease, or arthritis. Hearing aids can be life-saving, not only extending the length of life, but also the quality of life. A recent study in JAMA showed that if people have an uncorrected hearing loss, there is a 40% higher risk of depression. Also, for people with a hearing loss, health care costs are 46% higher. They have 40% more hospitalizations, and they stay, on average, 2 days longer compared to those without a hearing loss. Unfortunately, hearing aids are well outside the reach of many Americans. Most people wait 7 to 10 years before they get evaluated for a hearing aid, and only 30% of people who could benefit from a hearing aid will ever get one. A hearing aid costs between $2,000 and $4,000 per year, and they're not covered by Medicare or many private insurances. Now, you might wonder why Medicare, the insurance for older Americans, wouldn't cover hearing aids. Well, Medicare's forbidden from covering hearing aids because in 1965, legislators considered hearing loss a normal part of aging. And according to the thinking at the time, why would an insurance intended for diseases cover something that was normal? Well, the sales of hearing aids, which require prescriptions, have been enormously profitable for manufacturers. But as with other disruptive technologies, the world is changing fast. Over-the-counter hearing aids are now available at a fraction of the cost, and many are linked to smartphones that also offer transcription and other services. It also seems that everyone these days has earphones sticking out of their ears, and they seem cool. So perhaps the stigma is also changing. Well, Rudy ended up getting one hearing aid. That's all he could afford. According to both Rudy and his wife, his life has changed radically for the better. He's back to socializing, watching TV at normal volumes, and going to the movies. As for me, I am now far more careful to ask everyone whether they've had any trouble with hearing. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.